It's time for Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. Talk of the Town, brought to you by Big Boy, just get in line, it moves fast. Dakota Pharmacy and Dakota Natural Health Center, we're here to help you stay well. Trademark Realty, Peak Automotive and Service, and Silver Ranch.
Good morning, my friends. Happy Wednesday. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken, your host, along with my co-host on Wednesdays, Jason Spies from The Crude Life. You can catch The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you doing, Steve Bakken, as we first talk live on the air? Folks, normally we have at least 10 seconds to say hello to each other before we go on the air.
We usually do, and I was a little busy this morning. Technology. We'll just leave it at that. But getting some stuff lined up this morning, and actually, I was trying to connect on a phone call to the Ukraine, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program because we're going to have a special guest from the Ukraine this morning. So that was what was hanging me up a little bit this morning. Jason, are you there? No, I think we lost Jason for a few minutes. See, technology, it's just fun. Our guest this morning, Nick, do we have you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How are you?
Okay, I don't know what happened to Jason, but sometimes if he's out and about, which he usually is, it's a little sketchy sometimes. So Nick Burns, President and CEO of Petrofit, serving the oil and gas community with custom health and fitness lifestyle coaching. You're an Army veteran, veteran advocate as well. We know about that relationship. Actually, I just got back Monday night from the Western North Dakota Honor Flight. What an incredible honor. It was humbling to take our veterans to Washington, D.C. and then return. Unbelievable flight. I cannot talk enough about that experience, Nick.
Oh, yeah. It's when you're focusing on something that, you know, for the veteran community, it hits deep with me as well. And, you know, I do a lot for our veteran community, and we get a lot of good feedback, so I enjoy doing it too.
Well, one of the things that we talk about all the time, you know, that relationship between the energy sector, especially the oil sector, and the veterans. And that's where Petrofit kind of slides in here, because you kind of touch a bunch of bases. Give us our listeners a little background on Petrofit and what you do in the energy sector as well as with our veterans.
Yeah, so we're a remote coaching service. You know, a lot of our clients are the guys who are in the field, but we obviously take in a lot more than that too, for guys that are company men or just, you know, more, you know, CEO roles as well. But, you know, we're very different just because we're not a gym. You know, we are a lifestyle coaching program. We want to make sure that whatever we're doing for our clients, we're teaching them more sustainability and the lifestyle and how we can make this more, integrated with their work and their daily life. Cause we know how demanding it is. You know, the guys are in the field all day. They're sleeping in man camps or gas station foods, living off, you know, caffeine and energy drinks. So we're just trying to implement more healthy habits for them where, you know, this life doesn't, you know, take hold of their health. And obviously they pay the repercussions down the road. So we're trying to get ahead of the curve a little bit.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program here today. And Steve, I apologize. I had a technical difficulty as well trying to come into the program here. I was going to mention it's a little bit of conspiracy after Tech Tuesday with Marlo Anderson, how much technology problems we have on Wednesday. Boy, you know, I think we're giving Marlo a run for the money on our ratings here because everybody seems to like Wattage Wednesday. That's right, Marlo, come at us. Okay, so let's take a look at...
I'll let him know you threw the gauntlet.
Sorry, Nick, I didn't mean to involve you with some inside baseball. So Marlo Anderson does the national calendar of the day, so he's like big time. He's got the History Channel after him and all kinds of stuff, Encyclopedia Britannica. And he does this Tech Ranch show, which is like his real job. So we're pretty competitive with our different days of the week. So, Nick, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on was not only talk about, you know, this oil and gas industry that's happening across, you know, different pockets, whether it be the Marcellus or the Bakken or the Rocky Mountain region or down in the Permian, Haynesville, Eagleford, you name it. These gentlemen and women get sent from shale play to shale play, from traditional field to traditional field. And it's a very mobile lifestyle. It is a very network social lifestyle as well, to where, you know, going on a regular Tuesday, you know, you could have filet mignon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you go to the right barbecues and things like that. So the balance of the food, the difficulties to maybe work out as much as needed. So talk about what is happening with this epidemic, which I call an epidemic. It is a big problem. Men in their 40s are having heart attacks, but specifically in the oil and gas industry. And you've noticed that, huh?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head on all four fronts there for sure. And that's exactly, you know, what we talk about, because, you know, we have over 200 people in the group and we've helped about 1,800 people so far to date. And that's exactly it. It's just, you know, things pile up. It's the lifestyle. It's the climate entertainment. It's all the alcohol. It's the bad food. And I think that's what sets us apart, just because we are remote and you listed off all the shale plays and everything. So and that's what makes us different. So we can help everyone and scale quicker by helping more people at large. But, you know, it is an epidemic. It's horrible to say that, just because being that where we are and the networks that we have, we hear 2 to 5 heart attacks a day in the field. And it's unfortunate. And obviously we're trying to get ahead of that curve a little bit, but, you know, it's, we're getting noticed, which is, you know, the best thing about this, and more people are starting to hear about our services. And a lot of people think we're just a gym in the Permian and Midland, but that's not the case. You know, we have a very, different, business model that I think is helping more people at large. And that's what's, most humbling about this.
One of the questions I have for you is diet. And Steve, I'll let you ask the question about exercise, since I know you're big into exercise. So when it comes to diet, I'll give you an example. What we did at the Crude Life was several years ago at the Bakken Barbecue, as kind of a health awareness and kind of a make fun of ESG stunt even a little bit. We entered the Bakken Barbecue, which I was the MC of for 10 years, with potatoes. We called it our potatoes of inclusion. And then we ended up doing kind of a root medley where it was rutabagas and sweet potatoes as kind of a campfire cubed potatoes. Roots. And then we also had baked potatoes. And the only reason we did it was so there was and this was our tagline, a vegetarian option to put your meat on. We weren't trying to take out meat. We weren't trying to, all we were trying to do is say, you know, when you go to a barbecue, it's just meat and carbs and dairy, man. That's it. So yeah. We just wanted to offer this as just kind of, and what was so weird is we had like over 100 people come up and thank us, and over 90% were women aged 16 to, you know, like 50 or whatever. And we had some older couples come and just have, you know, a couple pieces of ribs, and then they were so grateful to have their meat and potatoes, if you will. So we did kind of that, and it did not go over well. The industry did not accept the potatoes well. The public did, but the industry, it was almost tribal. It was almost tribal. So talk to me about your positives, negatives, obstacles, roadblocks when it comes to discussing diet with the oil field, because they are a very meat carnivore tribal mentality. And that's not a negative. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. But honestly, we don't, you know, we take things a little differently, as, you know, we teach lifestyle and sustainability. So what I mean by that is we don't tell you that you can't have any certain food. We just give more structure with it. And I think that's where most people, in general, when it comes to nutrition, everyone who comes to us, nutrition is by far the biggest thing that we have to coach people on. But we don't take things out of your diet that you don't enjoy or that you do enjoy. You know, we make sure we're integrating those in, but to teach you, because as soon as we start cutting things from people's diet, guess what they're going to do? They're going to crave them. And then once they have them, eventually, you know, they're going to start binging on them. And that's the biggest thing. You know, what we preach and what's really heavy with guys in the field, anyone in general, I would say, you know, hearing this is, you know, it's the habits of protein and water, because it's the most metabolic thing that you can put in your body. And so, you know, by increasing your protein, increasing your water intake, you're making yourself more metabolic in nature. So the more protein you eat, the more often you eat it, the more metabolic you are. And I think that's severely under eating in this, obviously in America too. So, and that's what we're preaching, is just more sustainability and lifestyle hacks. But, you know, at the same time, if you want your potatoes, eat your potatoes. If you want your bread, eat your bread. We're just going to give you more structure with it and hold you accountable. You know, I don't really care what people eat necessarily. you know, we teach them what's good, what's bad, but at the same time, we want to make sure that you're enjoying this diet. And that's why most people fall off these fads, because they're restricting themselves or cutting things out of their diet, and they just go right back to the mean and go and, you know, eating and gorging on food that they did before. So we teach you more integration with those, if that makes sense.
We're talking with Nick Burns with PetroFit, president and CEO of PetroFit, talking about health in the oil patch. And, you know, I always think of food as fuel. We'll talk about that a little bit and then some of the exercise stuff when we come back. This is Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Black along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270.
Talk of the Town.
The Crude Life would like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to the Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 7th and 8th, 2024. Oil, gas, wind, solar, uranium, Bitcoin, sustainable solutions, and much, much more at this year's Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, February 7th and 8th. Folks, you don't want to miss the Crude Life Podcast Pool Party happening February 7th. It's the week before the Super Bowl, folks. The Energy Exposition, the Crude Life is all in 2024. For more information, check out energyexposition.com.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Black along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. You can catch The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. We're talking with Nick Burns, president and CEO of PetroFit. And no, we're not talking about pipe fitting. We're talking about health and wellness out in the oil patch and in the energy sector as well. Because, you know, it's not just the oil patch. We've got a lot of different tentacles into energy in states like North Dakota and Texas. Of course, Nick is based down in Midland, Texas. But I want to come back to that the food side of stuff before we get into some of the exercise and what people should do, best practices. Nick, when you're talking about, I had a girlfriend, and she always referred to food as fuel. Not food. It was fuel because she worked her butt off and she was a rancher, and it was fuel. You needed fuel to keep going. People don't always look at it that way. They look at food, but it's fuel. And the easiest way to compare it is you got to put the right fuel in to do the right type of work that you're doing. It's kind of like you don't pull up to the pump and put diesel into your gas-powered truck or vice versa. You have to have the right fuel to function properly.
Yep. No, it's 100%. You got to move from, you know, food from pleasure to food for fuel. That's exactly right. And I actually do. My family, my in-laws own a big ranch here in Texas too. So I'm out there working, and that's it hits the nail on the head of, man, if you want to be out there working all day, and same thing for our oil field guys, you got to be feeding yourself. 99.99% of the guys who come to us are not eating enough. And that, you know, and they're wondering why they're sluggish all the time. They're lower energy. When they get off, they're hitched. You know, all they're doing is sleeping, and they're just crashing on the couch when they get home. So, you know, we're increasing food intake. And, you know, if anyone watches any of our interviews, and, you know, the field superintendent that I interviewed last week, man, he's like, dude, I don't get it. You know, I'm eating way more than I ever had before, you know, and I'm losing weight. And it just baffled him. And that's the conversation we had was, man, we're just fueling your body. It's all metabolic at this point. You know, he's like, man, I'm stuffed, but I'm losing weight, but I'm sleeping better. I'm more energetic. My libido's better. You know, my wife's thanking me, right? So it's it's fun, you know, but yeah, you got to switch that mindset for food. And, you know, it's, you know, most people just have poor relationships with food. And we have to coach them on that.
Well, and that's just it. And it's a little specific to what you're doing as well. So if you're doing a lot of cardio out in the field or working, or you're doing some heavy lifting, there's different types of fuels for that. And that ties into what you should be doing when you're not out working, because people think, okay, they have this mindset that I'm working my butt off. I'm sweating my patootie off every day. I'm killing it out at work. And then I get home and, well, my work was a workout all day. That's not the case. There's a difference. You have to take a look at the work you're doing and then figure out what you need to supplement from a workout perspective so you get the full picture, correct?
Correct. You must have some experience in this too.
Well, I've been fat all my life. So, you know.
Yeah. No, that's right. Because, man, everyone comes in at different phases. We got guys in the field that are very advanced, you know, and, you know, we're putting them on bodybuilding stages. We got guys that are 400 pounds that never picked up a weight in their life. And so there's certain things we have to integrate first. in order to do the more advanced stuff. But yeah, you know, the big one is weight training. I think so many people, including women, you know, underestimate the value of it from a, and that's just what we're doing is we're changing your metabolic rate. And, you know, resistance training is going to do that. You know, if some guys are, their hitches are just so bad, they can't step foot in the gym. I mean, that's okay. You know, we coach them on, hey, you know, let's get these bands in your truck. You know, let's keep some stuff, whatever it may be. You're active all day. We got to feed you. But at the same time, if you want to put on muscle and drop fat, you know, we got to pick up the weights a little bit. And so we're supplementing that. You know, everyone has different schedules. And so we are shifting and building the plans around their schedule, around what they like to do. And when you do that, you know, there's the consistency piece of it because we found something that matched their lifestyle.
Couple questions here for you as I take a look at the clock, about 4 minutes left. And Nick Burns is our guest, Petrol Fit, talking about one of the issues that's the impetus of this is men in their 40s are having heart attacks at alarming rates, particularly in the oil field. And diet has a lot to do with it. Schedule in terms of choices, how we deal with our time, et cetera. One of the things that I found interesting that came out of the Atkins diet, if you remember the Atkins diet, was that not only did, you know, the guy die of heart disease, which is ironic, but they really redefined the carbohydrate on how, you know, the different, whether it's a legume or a grain and the protein versus high and low glycemics. And it kind of revamped the breakfast where it should be a little more protein heavy, because if you start off with kind of that traditional high glycemic carbohydrate diet, that's why you crash at 2 o'clock every day. Talk to me a little bit about the change of diet that you've seen over the last 20, 30 years, because, you know, the joke is that if you want somebody to get diabetes, go to the American Diabetes Association and follow their diet.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people, you know, we've gotten, you know, off of, you know, diabetes medication and whatnot, because you're right. Cause you know, it doesn't matter if it's oatmeal or if it's potatoes, you're going to have that spike in the glycemic index. And so, you know, anyone who's hearing this, if you're eating oatmeal by yourself, you know, that's a no-no. Oatmeal's good for you, but you're still causing that spike. So the thing that we have to teach people, stop eating carbs by themselves. You can have carbs. There's nothing bad with carbs. The problem is people aren't eating enough protein. So we need to front load protein in the mornings, and we, you know, give them coaching and tips on how to do that. But, you know, you can have that rice, you can have that oatmeal, you can have the bread, you can have the potatoes, but you have to be pairing it with protein, right? Because that is what's going to mitigate that spike in your insulin and the glycemic index. So eating protein a lot, eating it throughout the day. And that's the biggest shift to answer your question is, guys, just eat more protein, drink more water. You know, these things, your habits that have to be sustainable. And that's the shift in diet, is telling them that, hey, you're dehydrated, and that's where you're having so many cravings, and you're not eating near enough protein that you should be.
So if someone is listening right now and, you know, Bismarck Mandan or out in Williston or somewhere out in the Bakken oil field, they've got loved ones that are working out there. Can you help people up here? Are you specifically down in Texas? Because we're talking to you because you're observing and dealing with this issue. Can you help people across the United States? Or are you specific just to Texas?
Yeah, we have people all over the U.S. and even people overseas and, you know, Abu Dhabi and what have you. We're working with their schedules. And like I mentioned, that's the beautiful part about our business model, is being that it is remote. You know, we're able to help everyone. We have people up north. We got people down south. We got people in Haynesville. We got people here. We have people in New Mexico. So it's, you know, and we're building a community in itself, which is, you know, that's the most humbling thing, is everyone's in this environment pushing towards the same goal. And that kind of goes back to the veteran piece of, is, you know, all our coaches are vets too. We know what the brotherhood looks like. Everyone's pushing towards something that is unique to them, but we're still in the same mission here. And, you know, we're getting people and building networks from people all over the U.S. And we've had people in our program get new jobs, and, you know, it's really fun to watch.
We're talking to Nick Burns with PetroFit, president and CDO of PetroFit, talking about health and well-being out in the oil patch. And Nick, we're coming up against a clock here, but I want to give you a couple seconds. Just talk a little bit about the delivery method and how you connect. Do people go online, just give you a call, you build out that program? How do you get that program to them? Talk us through that, because I think a lot of people, when you mention community, are thinking like maybe a Peloton or something like that. We're not talking the online working you out through a workout where you pull up the video. video. We're talking about a lifestyle change as part of this. Walk us through that delivery method.
Yeah. So if you want to reach out and ask for any, you know, about our services, you can reach out to me on social media, on LinkedIn or Facebook. We're there. But also you can go to petrafittraining.com and, you know, we have people that are monitoring those sites. But yeah, everything, we have our own software, our own app that people come through. We have our own, you know, school is what we use for our modules and our community where people kind of enroll into. And it's more of an educational program, right? Writing your workouts, writing your nutrition plans are a piece of it, but honestly, it's only 20% of the whole, you know, 6 months lifestyle coaching program that we're delivering. So you come into this community, we give you the tools and resources to be successful, but you have a personalized one-on-one 24/7 hour coach that's walking you through, you know, the whole journey diagram that we take people through for the whole 6 months. So we have the community, we have the software, you know, we do travel a lot as well and meet people in person and have events and like our PetraFit games that we had in Midland earlier this year was a big hit. And we'll be having those around the country too.
Looking forward to it. Once again, PetraFitTraining.com. If you want more information, thanks for joining us this morning, Nick.
Yeah, I loved it. Thanks for having me.
Nick Burns, PetraFit, training.com, president and CEO of PetraFit. You know, when you think about how hard people work out in the oil patch, how hard they work out in the energy sector, how hard you work on your farm or your ranch, you know, some little lifestyle changes go a long way to fitness, productivity. You know, food is fuel. You have to think of that as well. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Ukraine coming up next. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
The Crude Life would like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to the Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 7th and 8th, 2024. Oil, gas, wind, solar, uranium, Bitcoin, sustainable solutions, and much, much more at this year's Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, February 7th and 8th. Folks, you don't want to miss the Crude Life Podcast Pool Party happening February 7th. It's the week before the Super Bowl, folks. The Energy Exposition, the Crude Life is all in 2024. For more information, check out energyexposition.com.